That is all. I have sung these two songs. There are others, and others know of them as well. And there are many people who know them here. If they want to name the composers of those songs, they can do so. We can take a break now, and after the break we can have get him. Then we will take a break. We have heard that the women have come back, and they want you to do some of the songs here. They will come after our break. We'll take a 15-minute break. It is time for us to begin now. We have been listening to songs this morning, and I'm glad that the women have come back to us, and because they also know some of the songs that we're seeking. And we have been asking the people to relate, to tell anything, any information that they know about the songs. We are asking for any kinds of songs, children's songs as well. We know that the children can learn songs quickly, and these are the types that we are also looking for. Any dance songs, any motion dance, or any songs that go with the string games. Right now, the floor is open for anyone who would like to begin. This is the Eskimo dance that was composed by Tunertak. Tunertak, ever since, has always been a dancer. He danced for us as young children, and he also he sometimes used to use a frying pan for a drum, and he would sing to us, and I will sing two of his songs. That is the other. Tenaptak, if you are listening to this, and I asked you if you had not forgotten this, I'm going to sing the other one now. These are the songs that Tenaptak composed. We used to sing for us children when we were little. He was a child himself. Now we'll sing another one. He composed after, probably made some of them cry, and then composed this song. And then he would. That is the other. They asked me to sing them over, so I'm going to sing them again. I'm going to make this one into a motion dance. This is Brick Delight. I have decided to sing for you. At that time, there were reindeer herders, and this was probably there. If someone is probably saying this, but I did not turn on my radio, and I don't know, so I don't know whether it's been sung before. This song is composed by Araluk. I will sing it. Now it slipped away. I've forgotten the rest of it. This is Irene singing. I probably made some mistakes, but there are others who could probably correct me. Before this has gone further, I will sing the song again that Araluk composed. I will correct it for her. When I was a reindeer herder then, along the shores during the spring, when they would mark the reindeer, this activity occurred during at that time. They were it was when the killing time for the reindeer came near. This was there were three herders. So they got three men from each herding group, and this is what they composed. It's a brother of Kora. And then after they had gotten the reindeer who would be fattened for the killing started, they set them off to kill the reindeer. And while they were watching the reindeer, Araluk made this song, composed the song. I will sing it once. That is the way I heard that song, whenever others would sing it. And while I am here, I sang a while ago before the women came, but I, my stepfather, who was from Kivalina, used to sing songs from that area. And he is the younger brother of the stepfathers, adoptive parents of Alamakata. They used to tell, and they used to play together in Kivalina, siblings. And they became young men there. They loved each other. They used to long to see each other during the summer, whenever they would depart with their relatives for hunting activities. And when they would finally meet again, after when they returned home, they would start wrestling without saying anything to each other, these two young men. And they would wrestle and play around on the ground playing without talking to each other. And this is the way they greeted each other. And this is a song that Alok sang a few minutes ago, and this song was composed after they had been separated for a while, and one of them composed a song. And where did Alok go? I wanted to sing it for her. I guess she's left already. This is related to the first woman who got up and sang two songs. So they're waiting for her to bring her back to the assembly room. Composed the man personally Imaralup for his cousin that he longed to see. He longed to see him, so he composed this song. And then after his cousin heard of this incident of his composing a song, then probably the next summer he had difficulty, he decided to compose a song, although he had much difficulty beginning. Now you will listen to his the song that he composed. That is the length of the song. Those two cousins composed songs for each other. And they were not great composers then, but you can tell that the last one was not a good composer, but these young boys who were cousins, when they had been separated for a while, they longed to see each other, would wrestle until they became completely tired at their first greeting after being separated. Okay.
At the dance hall, Colorful. Talking about the hurdles made me feel want to come up. This is the song that Michael composed as a herder in the winter. I don't know what year it was composed. This is Tagaruk, who was a herdsman, Lloyd's younger. Yes. I just know partially part of the song. I can't remember, but Alawarok would help me with the part that I didn't know. And this is the song that he made for his buddy. And I'll just sing part of it. My name is Nada Patish. I have a lot of songs, but I don't really feel like singing right now. I had thought that I didn't have any songs, because I just wanted to sing Nabukta song, but I have another song for you. Although I don't recall the word, I remember a lot of the songs, the old songs. Kalayak's old song. Kalayak would compose a lot of the songs, and I know a lot of them. And I will sing one of them. At one winter, there was a man called Nina Lukodalu. He was in the process of getting married but had not established a relationship, and they didn't really have any dogs. And he had spent the winter there at Kekhnek's camp. He was with this young lady. They don't know whether they slept together or not. They may have slept together, but they didn't go through the marital rituals. And this is the song that he composed that winter when they spent the winter together. Although he had composed a lot of songs, this is one of them. When my father-in-law spoke, when his stepfather spoke, this song that Ikon sang, I remember that song quite well myself, but I couldn't recall some of the tune for it. There was a man in Itkalik. He often laughed about it. The women weren't very fond of this man. And as days went by, he decided to hide himself, because he was seeking a wife, all right. And this was a song that he composed for himself. I remember this song, but I haven't sung in front of the people before. This is the time when he hit himself, and composed this song. This song I learned from my Adada. This was the song that I learned from my Adada. It was about a man that hid himself called Itkal. My name is Joan Levitt. This other song, if one possibly may know this song, I had heard it at one time. It was a song by my Anavik. The time when the machinery first start to establish around town. A lot of people may have heard this song. I will include this other song with the first song I sang. This will conclude my singing. Thank you. This was a song by Arnavika. I may as well go and sing. My name is Waldo Bartlish. My Adada, Karmak. I will sing a song composed by him. As a boy, they lived around there where we heard it, caribou. This was a song by Kangmak's father. He often used to sing it, and I learned it as he sang along. I think I have forgotten some of them. I will sing it to you. Since everyone had two songs, I'll carry out two songs. This song, I think, was composed by Alavarak. Nor it may have been Uweaktak. It can be either one of them. Can't recall who the composer was. I had asked Alavarak over there whether it was his song or not. He didn't give in and let me know whether it was his song or not. That is all. I could sing a little bit more, but I forgot the last songs. I forgot the latter part of the song that I sang. If nobody will come forward, I would like to sing a song. My father would sing as I was a little boy, and this one song I learned from Manik Sok composes. Manik Sok had composed a lot of songs. The time when he went hunting, this was the song that he composed. I will sing. Since the time I learned it, I have not forgotten it. I sang that my father used to sing as I was a young lad. And I could repeat it if you guys want to hear it once again. It's a high-spirited song with lots of words. I've never heard of a longer name song than this one. I remember part of the stories that my father told me, the times when they used to have dances and when they had kalokak. This is the song that they, you know, as they sing, they go out the building. This is the song that I learned when they kalukak and they go out all together. It's like a ceremonial dance. This was the song that, in the ceremonial dance that they go out on. I'll repeat the song once again. My name is Ava Flores. That's all. I will talk a little bit further on the song that Manik Sok composed. Aghanakulluak's husband, a lot of people know him, Aghanakulluak. This other song that I didn't add, you'll be an addition to the song that Kalayuak composed. I can easily learn the songs, and I will add this other song to the other song I sang. Sorry, wrong tune. This song, when they sang it at that time, the people they never say the song Kayak Tunga. They say Nami Yamun instead of some other song, some other wording. My name is Henry Nathanak. As they travel, Uluwachuluk beckoned my Angat Paninhona to compose the song. As they were up in land, right around the river, Absalakuchi. It's a song with a lot of words. I'll try to sing it the best I can. This wrote an accident. I think I will sing a song. This new song that was composed. My name is Takalak, that is going to sing for you. I will sing another song. This was a song by Tanaluk that I sang. This is all. As for me, I will sing as an elder. Among the early people. These songs at Iliktuk were songs that I had heard. The ceremonial dance at Iliktuk, although it is short, I will try to recall just from random, off random. This is the song that he composed himself for the ceremonial. And this other song. I just sang the very small portion of them just to assist you with your singing. This is not a borrowed song. This is a song I composed myself. My husband and I, Sikhbayungak, were going on the dog sled down there on the ridges, ice ridge. I will play the string games. as an opener, I'll perform one string. I used to remember the string games along with the songs, but I had forgotten them. This doesn't have very much of a song, although I have heard it sung before. It's about a grizzly bear that was wanting to piggyback, and he said, no way, and then the grizzly bear ended up piggybacking the victim. Grizzly or brown bear. It is time for lunch. Now we'll be back at 2 o'clock. Try to recall some of the things. Thank you. Time to begin again. We will go through the song some more this afternoon. And tonight there will be an Eskimo dance at the first hour. They will be filming through the first part of the Eskimo dance on the first hour. And then after that, they can have the regular Eskimo dance or have a ceremonial dance. We would like to tape through the videotape the first hour of the old video songs, and we will start again after the first break. We wanted to look over the these old songs that we hadn't seen for a long time. It may be hard for the first hour because of the lighting of the videotaping, but I think this show is going to be very good to see. You will probably see them on TV this winter. This afternoon, we will be going over the songs or the string games or whatever you like. The floor is open. Thank you. I would like to try juggling. That time, a long time ago, when the young ladies used to juggle as they play out. Those are what I learned from. I will sing. Although I will part my hair in the middle like the young damsels. But I'm not very good in juggling. Or I would either drop it or stop the juggling. But I know the song, or I will never complete the song because of my poor juggling. The young damsel that used to juggle may finish it for me. I will start and try to recall your memories to these games. Because I dropped my juggle, there ends the song. My partner that composes this song at that time.
When their boxer used to come, they used to gather all the herds to get. They used to gather the herds together down there, and wait for the boxer that would come from return from Barrow, and then and we would gather at that one place to kill the reindeer for the. And then the reindeer herders, there were many of them. They found a lot of reindeer. They were fat, and the male animals were numerous. And then this person composed the song, and probably my partner, Tunaktak, probably remember Twin Silyun made the song. And here it is. You know, you have seen this person with light skin. His brother made composed the song. I will sing the beginning of the song. He made it in my presence. This is one song that I've tried and it's done. I am Ayangiyak Adangarak from Bright Hope. I came up here with hopes of getting in front of Aluk, getting up here before she did. This person who sang a juggling song has gotten me to stand up again. I cannot juggle. I have tried ever since as a young man, but I cannot juggle and keep the stones in consecutive motion, but that is how dumb I am. But I remember this song that the young women used to sing. I know it too. I will sing it. Many people know this song, Avar Avar Haq. Thank you. That is far as I do it. This is Henry Nishanik.